Stuck fish. Yes, S-T-U-C-K, fish. Age of Renewal from their great 2022 album, Days of Innocence. That's all I've had all through my life. We began with Flock of Seagulls. The more you live, the more you love. I can attest to that, being a romantic old fool, a softy. That was the 7-inch remix. You could find that on the 12-inch, the Full Moon mix of the track. And this came out of Andy's Record. I got a whole load of 12-inch singles from the 80s. They treated them in much the same way that Kampkins in the 60s and 70s treated their 7-inch singles. 10 pence each. 10 for a pound. And I can't remember what individual 12 inches were in Andy's Records, but it still was 10 12 inch singles for just £1. This one's got a sticker on it. Should have been £2.69. It's got an EMI Records Distributors Faulty Records sticker on it, which cannot be removed. Audible fault on side one, it says. I can tell you what the audible fault is. It's a diabolical mix, the Full Moon mix. I'll play a little bit of it for you, and after that we'll have another track from Stuck Fish. So we'll be hearing the title track, Days of Innocence. But first of all, I can't deny you the chance to hear this, what I consider to be a fairly awful mix of The More You Love.
About this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Compare Surprise!
Swansea's finest, Atacopus, or Atacopus Astral Projection, from the album Last Utterance. One wonders, is that a reference to First Utterance from Comus? All those years ago, what must have been about 1970. We'll play the next track called Chrysalis. The band are Rob Harrison, Lloyd Stratford, Martin Jones, and on this track, they're aided and abetted by Jess Lucet and Matt Ellis, who also mixed and produced the album.
You keep your style.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Thank you.
from the John Peel Sunday concert of the 16th of July 1970, the Pink Floyd, and a track they turned their backs on, Embryo. Brilliant version. And before that, it was Atacopus from their album Last Utterance, a band from Swansea, Astral Projection and Chrysalis. There's a similar album to the Pink Floyd one. It's, that was called Transmission Impossible. You can find it at all known buying places. Another one called Transmissions 1967 to 1969 featuring Traffic. I brought this just before Christmas and it was $5.99 for a double CD. It's now only $4.99, so you got no excuse for not having this in your collection. When Steve Winwood went off with Blind Faith briefly, Mason Capaldi and Wood teamed up with Mick Weaver, also known as Winder or Winder K. Frog. They eventually truncated the name Mason Capaldi Wood and Frog to Wood and Frog. And there doesn't seem to be hardly anything or nothing at all committed to studio. So here's a live recording from this album, Transmissions 67 to 69 from Traffic. And it sounds like it's recorded from AM radio at extreme volume. But look, it's better to hear it like this than never hear it at all. It's the Dave Mason track called Crying to Be Heard, which was originally on their second album.
Thank you.
You probably heard it here first from a 1969 BBC session. That's Wooden Frog, Mason Capaldi, Wood, and Winder K. Frog, a.k.a. Mick Weaver. Well, many thanks for listening to this hour. Let's go away with a bit of carved wood here. At least it looks like it on the front of the sleeve. Ace of Sunlight. What a beautiful title. The group were called Bronco. And this is called New Day Avenue. I'll be seeing you.